Well, sitting alongside the AFP investigators as they've gone through hard drives and documents at the ABC's headquarters has been the executive editor and head of investigations at ABC News, John Lyons. He's been live tweeting the process all afternoon. He's taken a break to join me. John Lyons, welcome.
Hello, Linda.
What's been your response watching AFP officers downloading documents, reading this professional correspondence of journalists?
It's been a remarkable day, Linda, for the ABC and for the media and for me as well. If someone had said to me this morning, by the time you get home today, you will have live tweeted an AFP raid, I would have thought, you know, how do those things all fit together? But I was able to sit in that room for several hours. I thought we should have at least one journalistic representative in the room. Otherwise, it was just AFP officers and lawyers for both for the ABC. So I sat in there, and then the media sort of took photos and tweeted a bit. So I thought, why don't I tweet the whole thing? And the AFP sort of knew I was doing it, and in the end gave me that sort of basically weren't going to throw me out of the room. And I said, listen, they said, why are you doing this? And I said, well, I think the staff should know what's going on in the public. And, you know, this is a media organisation. This is what we do.
Did they accept that?
They did accept it. And it's been quite a bizarre situation where we've been sitting in the room for hours, and every so often, you know, they'll sort of, I think, show each other a particular tweet that I've sent out. But the more disturbing side of it is that I've just walked out of that room to do this interview. Right now, they've 9,214 emails and pieces of correspondence and scripts, of TV scripts, etc., have been downloaded. They're now going through all of those with ABC lawyers and essentially saying, we want that, we don't want that, that's okay, that's not relevant, we want that one. And I think it's a complete and utter violation of what a free media is.
I mean, they're getting to see all sorts of stuff that has nothing to do with the warrant, presumably.
That's right. I mean, there's been emails in there, you know, mentioning Bill Shorten or Dennis Richardson, or, you know, completely unrelated. And the AFP is standing there, six of them, seeing all of this material. This couldn't happen in the United States. I just think Australians have to realise that in the US, with their constitutional protections, the FBI could not go into National Public Radio or the New York Times and essentially get into their computer system. And the power of this warrant is the most savage I've ever seen. It gives them the power, for example, to delete or to add to any ABC document that they see fit.
I was going to ask you about that. I saw you tweet that, and I know a lot of other people have picked that up as well. That sounds like they can manipulate evidence. Is that your interpretation?
Well, it means that they are able to go in there and delete the originals of any ABC correspondence. So I'm wondering, what are the political leaders? You know, what's, you know, the ABC chair, Ida Buttrose and people? I mean, what's going to be our response? Because what's going on at the moment on the 11th floor of this building where I'm sitting, I think is an outrage against the media.
Are they getting the kind of information that might imperil sources in this story, the Afghanistan story?
Well, they're trying to. I won't name the person or the individuals that they're clearly after, but after several hours locked in a room with them, it's clear to me who their targets are, and it's not just the journalists involved, who we can name. They're on the warrants, Dan Oakes and Sam Clark in Melbourne, and the director of news, Gavin Morris. But they're in fact targeting the people who they think gave them that information, and they're hoping that from these 9,214 documents that they will find that and essentially build a case against this person.
Will they find it?
Well, they're certainly now locked. They're standing in front of a big screen. Let me just describe the scene. It's the 11th floor of the ABC building. It's a fairly bland room. You have three digital forensic experts from the Australian Federal Police and three senior detective sergeants, officers. You have a team of ABC lawyers, and they're standing there. And it's an absolutely extraordinary process where I just tweeted before, the conversation went something like this. No, not that one. Nut media, defence media, not interested. Next one. Oh, Nick McKenzie, no, from The Age. Different story. Move on. Can you go up a bit? And they sort of then scrolling up to have a look at what's at the end of an email. And then no use. Yep, that one's relevant. And then the ABC lawyers will say, well, hold on, that's not relevant. And at one point, the AFP said, we want any document between in those 2 or 3 year periods that's marked secret. And the ABC lawyers actually pushed back, which was good. And they said, hold on, you can't just claim any document that has the word secret on it is part of your purview under this warrant. But I think it's a complete violation of a free media.
The Prime Minister has said that he believes, Australia believes strongly in the freedom of the press. We have clear rules and protections for freedom of the press, he said. Is that true? Does this give us evidence to suggest that it's not true?
Well, if this is freedom of the press, I'd like to see, you know, the opposite. In the last 24 hours, the AFP have raided the home of Annika Smethurst, a very good and honest journalist for News Corporation. They have spent 7 hours going through her kitchen and bedroom and the whole house because of a story she wrote warning that the intelligence services wanted to increase their powers. What an irony that is. They then contacted Ben Fordham at 2GB Radio, afternoons presenter, the Home Affairs Department, and pressured him to reveal a source. He's refused to do so, and now they're raiding the ABC.
Yeah, can I just jump in there? Because the AFP in their latest statement just a short time ago have said there is no connection between these things. They've also said we did not notify the Home Affairs Minister before this raid today. Do you accept that there is no political agenda here?
Look, the stories that they've raided on are separate, but the connection, I'm afraid, is they're both AFP raids. There's two AFP raids on the media in the space of 24 hours. To me, that's a connection.
And so what happens now? Is the raid ongoing?
What happens now is the ABC, by the way, has not handed over these documents yet. What's going on is there's this sort of horse trading and haggling. The ABC's reserved its rights to seek an injunction against handing over this material. There will probably be a two-week delay during which the ABC will make a decision as to whether it actually hands over these documents or not. Once the AFP has said the ones they want, if you like, there's a bit of a cooling off period. The ABC might actually say we don't want to hand over any of them.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, John. John Lyons is a journalist and ABC's head of investigations and executive editor.